Blog Talk Radio.
Five Lincoln 103
responding to 401 parking structure section 1 boy.
Henry 9 respond to gate 437 Bravo for your dignitary detail. 3K911 on the Tibbet 400 lower level near Carousel 4 black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4 boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1 boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and Rob.
484 suspect, female, Hispanic, 28 years of age. Blue jeans, no further.
Control, high Frank, 401 is a route.
Hello, welcome to this edition of the Private Officer Talk Radio. Glad that you are with us on this Monday, the 26th of November. I'm your host, founder, and CEO of Private Officer International, Rick McCann. Glad that you are joining us. Wow, what a busy weekend, as always. On this time of year, Black Friday, Christmas shopping has technically been kicked off this weekend. Wow, we've got a lot to talk about today on this episode and a lot of information and news to share with you. But before we do that, I do want to say happy belated Thanksgiving to you wherever you are. I'll tell you, hope that you have enjoyed some family time, some great food, some R&R. For me, myself, I've been quite busy, unfortunately. Didn't really have that chance to relax, but maybe in the upcoming weeks, months, or years, things are definitely always busy for me. And around this time of year, we're actively involved in a lot of different things besides POI. So we stay busy 24/7 just about. But we are really, really, really excited. We're coming toward the close of the year. But so much is happening, a lot of great things going on, and we'll be talking about that here shortly. But, for you, I just hope that you enjoyed and relaxed and spent good quality time with your family. All right, now, I guess we need to get down to the nitty-gritty, as they say. Like I said, so much happening. Unfortunately, a lot of, bad things also happen. I don't know about you, but to me, it always seems that during the holidays, a lot of tragic events seem to happen a lot more than the rest of the year. Maybe they're just highlighted more because it is the holidays, or maybe it's because a lot of people are out traveling, out and about. There's a lot more activity than there would be, say, in the middle of January, February, or March. I don't know. But it just seems, the other things that I do involve public safety and EMS fire response and law enforcement. And so I'm out a lot in the public, and I'm responding to a lot of different type of situations and incidents when I'm home and not on the road traveling, doing training or other events. But it just seems to me like there's a lot of sad news around this time of year. And unfortunately, there were a lot of situations this weekend over the last 4 days in my area as well as across the country, a lot of tragic accidents, 100-plus car pileup on the interstate. I believe that was in Texas. Just so much going on. But, we're definitely in full swing of the holiday season here, and a lot of retail violence, shoplifting, and craziness going on. I'm going to share that with you here in a few minutes. Just a lot of stuff to talk about. We also, unfortunately, had a number of security officers killed and injured over the last few days. It's been another violent weekend for the private security industry. I'm also going to tell you about a kidnapping attempt that occurred in Virginia, where security officers had the suspect in custody and let the suspect go. That's still kind of mind-boggling to me. We're going to be digging a little deeper and trying to find out what happened, trying to get some answers. We'll be talking to you about that also in a few minutes. But if you were out there, out and about, in the busy shopping, in the busy holiday traffic, if you were on duty in one of the shopping malls, department stores, or maybe, you know, you were providing security in an office or whatever you were doing, if you have any tales that you'd like to tell, any events that occurred that we should be made aware of, or you'd like to share with our listeners, I'll give you an opportunity to call in, or you could send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com, and I will share that with our listeners. Also, in this episode, we'll be talking a little bit in part one about tactical patrol techniques, and tonight will be very basic, simplistic things that you can do to be tactical in your duty. We'll try to make this a three-part series and kind of escalate it in the third part, where we'll have maybe a couple of tactical officers involved in the training. But we'll be talking more about that coming up. There's a lot going on, as I said, over the next 6 weeks, and we've got a huge calendar full of things happening in 2013. It's really something to be excited about. If you're a member of Private Officer International, if you're an associate, a follower, or a supporter, really, a lot of great stuff happening, and we'll continue to keep you updated and abreast as time goes on of all of these exciting events. I will tell you kind of one of the things I'm very excited about. We're going to be expanding our skill-based, scenario-based training, hands-on training that we do nationwide. We'll be networking with a number of training schools and academies across the country, and we want to bring it to you. We'll be talking more about that coming up after the first of the year. But these scenario-based day-long or two-day seminar trainings are all scenario-based, hands-on, where you get involved, you get dispatched to calls, you search buildings, you answer alarms, you take down suspects. So it's a lot more exciting than sitting in a classroom. And so we're really excited to be able to bring these type of training events to local areas. And no matter where you are, even in Montana, for those of you up there in the mountains, or California, Florida, and hopefully even Alaska, we hope to be able to bring these seminars and these skill-based, scenario-based type training events to your locale. But we will be telling you more about this coming up in the upcoming weeks. While we're on the air, if you'd like to email us, you can always send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. And as I always say, we'll be glad to announce your training events, promotions, any information that you think that our listeners would be wanting to hear. We'll be glad to share that with them. Just send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com. And very quickly, I always tell people, because sometimes we have listeners for the first time, non-members, if you'd like to follow us or contact us or use any of our many online resources, all that you'll have to really do, instead of listing all of these URLs and website addresses and all that you really have to do is know privateofficer.com. If you know privateofficer.com, well, if you go there, right there on our landing page, you'll be able to follow us. You'll be able to be part of our Facebook groupies. We have, yes, we do. We certainly do have some groupies on Facebook. Now, they don't listen to the radio show, and they don't participate as far as being members, and they don't do a whole lot. But as far as Facebook, you put some news item or some information out there, and within seconds, I mean, just like that, lickety split, those people, those groupies, as I call them, they hit you up and they respond. So we have quite a following on Facebook. And you can also be partners in crime, know all of the crime activity, all of the breaking news by following us on Twitter. We have our own breaking news forums and blogs and all sorts of cool things. And you can get to them all without writing down, you know, a bunch of addresses. Just go to our website at privateofficer.com. www.privateofficer.com. And also, this is for you members and non-members alike who listen to our radio shows faithfully. If you ever need any help, have a question, want specific instructions, looking for specific items or answers to a question, or want to talk about a certain topic, and you don't know who to contact within our organization, the best thing to do, 24/7, 365 plus days a year, just go to our website and contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. Helpdesk at privateofficer.com. Someone is monitoring our news and our emails 24/7, and they will get it to the appropriate person, and with a very short time, probably within a few hours, you know, you're going to get a contact back from the appropriate person that handles that particular department or subject that you need information on. Also, before we go to the break real quick, I do want to invite you to be a guest or a co-host on either our weekly program or the LP Zone if you're involved in loss prevention, retail security. All that you have to do is send us an email at radio@privateofficer.com, radio@privateofficer.com. Tell us what you'd like to talk about, or if you'd like to be a program host, you want to host your own program, we can do that for you on the Private Officer Radio platform. Just send us an email, and we will have someone contact you. And as long as you don't do any crazy shows, no voodoo shows, no strange program requests, we should be able to hook you up. And we'll take care of all of the back, behind-the-scenes type stuff, all of the commercials, all of the advertisements, all of the technical aspects of running the show. We will take care of it for you.
Listening to WTOI Radio, sponsored by Private Officer International. Now don't go away, because we're coming right back with some more news, information, and free training for you that you're not going to want to miss.
For some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, one in six children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to PovertyUSA.org today. Because one in six children in poverty is one too many. A message from the Catholic Campaign for Human Development.
Welcome back to the WPOI Radio, sponsored by Private Officer International, and we have a lot to talk about in the news this segment here. I'm telling you, we had a busy weekend. For those of you who are not aware of it, Private Officer International is the only security organization or association nationwide and probably even worldwide that has their own news department. We monitor now almost close to 600 media outlets. We also receive dozens of press releases and information from law enforcement and media outlets, and I'm telling you, this weekend, wow, it was crazy. Let me first start by telling you a couple of sad items, sad events, where our fellow officers were killed in the line of duty. For those of you who receive our news blogs and our email updates and things of that nature, that you're probably already aware, you probably have already seen the news blast. But unfortunately, we had a lot of crazy events happening this weekend. And one of the strangest situations, one of the strangest, I'm telling you, deaths of a security officer, Houston, Texas, a security officer was terminated and by his company, but he was allowed to return to work for over a week. And eventually, the client of a market said, "No more, I don't want him here." Called the security company up, Texas Pioneer Control, and they sent a relief. They sent a relief officer in to replace the man who had been fired a week earlier but continued to show up for work anyways. The relief officer told his boss, no, I don't want to go there until he's out of there. He's trouble. He's going to cause problems. I really would feel better if management or a supervisor, someone, would go and get him out of there, and then I'll go in. And they assured him that, no, everything will be fine. Well, he did go in to work at the market there in Houston, and Gregory Griffin, the terminated security officer, shot and killed his replacement. Gregory Griffin, the security officer who had been terminated, has been arrested and charged now with murder of 38-year-old security officer who replaced him. That is one of the most craziest situations that I've heard of personally in my many years of being in this business. We do, from time to time, come across security officers killing coworkers, usually over an argument, most of the time very petty. But this is really the first time that I can remember in all these years that I thought about it yesterday after I heard about this. It's really the first time that a security officer has killed his replacement in such a crazy, bizarre type of event. The security officer had been terminated but allowed to continue to work. I don't get it. I really want more information and more answers on this one. But in any event, the company should have went in and terminated that security officer and got him off the property, even if they had to call law enforcement, and that probably would have prevented this security officer from being murdered. But unfortunately, that didn't happen. Also this week, a security officer in the New Orleans area was killed in a traffic accident on Interstate 10. We understand that he may have had a medical emergency and crashed As of yet, I don't have his name, and I will release that as soon as we get it. Also, this weekend, in fact, this morning, we were made aware of the names of two security officers who died during Hurricane Sandy. We knew that at least one had died, but today, Edwin Sawyer, a security officer in New York City, was found dead on the sidewalk in front of an office building that he had worked at for more than 20 years. Police say that he laid there for more than 24 hours and possibly suffered a medical emergency, a heart attack. A second security officer, Evan Jean Jox, 72 years old, his body was found not far from City Hall. They say that he had worked straight through for 3.5 days because he was stranded in his post. Flooded streets. He evidently ventured out to try to, you know, get out of there because it was flooding. And he was found a day and a half later. Believe the cause of death is going to be drowning, but the official cause has not been released. We also know that three other security officers were seriously injured during that storm in New York, and at least one critically injured in New Jersey. And we're still trying to get the names of those officers involved. A security officer also in California, Salinas, California, was seriously injured at a shopping mall this weekend while trying to stop a drunk driver. Police say that the drunk driver assaulted the female security officer and then ran her over. She was critically injured, but she's alive, and she had to be life-flighted to another hospital trauma center. And we also know that a security officer was cut trying to stop a shoplifter. This happened in the Reno, Nevada area. And we also had a security officer in California this week that was killed, and we're waiting for more details on that. So it was a very tragic and busy weekend for sure. And you may have seen or read or heard about this in Lithonia, Georgia, which is a suburb of Atlanta. It's actually part of the Atlanta Metroplex. A shoplifter trying to escape a local Walmart died during his struggle with loss prevention, a contract security officer, and a store employee. Police say that the man, who was in his 50s, evidently struggled, and when police arrived and they went to handcuff him, they noticed that he was unconscious, and he was transported to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. Now, the security officers and the employees have been suspended. A contract security officer patrolling the parking lot, who is also involved in this struggle and detention, his company has been terminated because now we found out late today that law enforcement is saying that he possibly used a chokehold, and they're under investigation now for possible criminal charges. So it's been one of those crazy weekends. We're definitely going to keep you up to date on what happens with this shoplifter's death and whether or not any law enforcement personnel pursue charges against either the security company or the store employees. Unfortunately, Walmart took the low road, in my opinion, and basically what they said was property is not worth the life, which is true, but they didn't really stand up for the security, contract security, or the store personnel, and they made it sound like everyone did something wrong. And in my opinion, I don't know if they did or didn't, but we're certainly going to follow this. If the contract security officer used a chokehold, then yes, probably they used excessive force. Not being there, not seeing it, I'll have to check it out firsthand, and I will follow this. It's very close to where I live. I mean, it's one state over, but we have a lot of POI members in the Atlanta metro area and a lot of contacts, so I'm definitely going to continue to follow this up, and we're definitely going to let you know. But a lot of news, And last but not least, something that we just learned about a short time ago, in Virginia, just outside of Charlottesville at the Fashion Square Mall, we were notified that a child was abducted over the weekend. The father observed this happening, and he chased after the suspect. The suspect released the child, but then mall security, which was contract security from Allied Barton, they apprehended the suspect, as they should have, because this is a felony in progress, something that's very serious. But my understanding now from law enforcement is that they are investigating why the security staff waited hours, up to 3 or 4 hours, before they contacted police to let them know of what happened, and also why there's questions now as to why they released the suspect. Did he threaten them with a weapon? Were they security officers intimidated? Were they just, undertrained? Did they think that, it was the right thing to do? Who knows? We don't know, but we are following this story as well. I'm going to be checking more into it in the next few days, and we will definitely stay on top of this as well. Let me see what else is going on. Of course, we've got the big Police One taping next month, in a couple of weeks, actually, in Nashville. We're going to be doing a training DVD series, and we're very excited about that. We're also working with a company to write two books, one workbook on loss prevention and retail security, and the other is on uniform security, and those will be out sometime next year. There's so much going on in my life, and both professional and personal, that I just have to find the time to sequester myself into a little corner someplace where it's all quiet and cozy and start writing. But we have a lot of information that we're going to be putting into those workbooks and manuals and so forth, so be looking for that. The DVD series, my understanding, will be available sometime online at policeone.com, probably early spring, late February, beginning of March, and we'll have an extended series available to you also within that time frame. So we'll definitely be letting you know when they are available. We have just a lot of things that we want to do. Armor College, about to come online in a few short months. We want to partner with anyone who has a security training school, academy, or security company. We want to partner with you to bring some of our hands-on, skill-based curriculum to your school, some of our certifications. And if you're interested, we'd love to talk with you. Just send us an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, and I will contact you or someone else about that. It will be financially beneficial for you. It will be beneficial in the training arena for you, your employees, and those in the surrounding areas. It will be a great joint partnership and venture that really will benefit all concerned. So if you'd like more information about that, please send us an email at adminassist@privateofficer.com. We're also looking for a couple of adjunct instructors. We have selected two at this time, but we have, I believe, two more positions available for our online school. If you'd like to submit your resume, please do it to Stephanie K. K-A-Y, at privateofficer.com. And we will be setting up interviews both on the phone as well as in person.
listening to WPOI Radio, brought to you by Private Officer International. Don't go away, because we're coming right back with more news, information, and training.
I was just going to the grocery store.
Seatbelt violators, beware.
I forgot to put it on.
If you're pulled over because you've broken the law.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
And you're not wearing your seatbelt.
It's broken, but I was going to have it fixed.
No matter what your excuse is, you will get a ticket in addition to the ticket for your original violation.
Click it or ticket? That's pretty easy to remember.
All right, last week we announced the recipient of the 2012 Founders Award, Mr. Mike Thornhill, the Director of Security for Cumberland University in Lebanon, Tennessee, Nashville Metro Tennessee, that is. And for those of you who are familiar with POI, we love to recognize our members and associates. And the Founders Award was started last year. Mr. Ken Kingman of Billings, Montana, was the first year recipient, and this year we selected Mike Thornhill because he's a bulldog and a salesman, and he really has been out there doing tons of things behind the scenes to promote POI, to really be a great representative of the association, and we really appreciate everything that he does. Now, as I stated last week in the presentation, there are dozens and dozens of members who are well qualified and deserving of an award, and I just want to say one more time, we really appreciate the efforts of each and every member, and we really want to let you know that we do appreciate and recognize all that each and every one of you continue to do, so you're not forgotten. We want to address a couple other quick things before we go into our training segment. We have a number of chapters that are opening in the upcoming months. If you're in any of those areas, Cleveland, Ohio, Toledo, Ohio, Central Missouri, North Connecticut, in the Hartford, Greater Hartford area, Virginia Beach, Virginia, Macon, Georgia, if you're in any of those areas, the chapters will be opening within the next few weeks or 30 days. Please contact us at helpdesk@privateofficer.com so that we can steer you to those appropriate chapter managers. If you're interested in opening a chapter, it's as simple as going to our website at www.privateofficer.com/chapters. Listen to the audio piece that's there, and then fill out the questionnaire, and we'll take it from there. It's very important that, the chapter managers and the representatives of POI know what our mission is, understand what our background is, understand our focus, and really be in tune. I mean, it's hard for anyone to sell something that they have no knowledge of how it works or what it's about or how long the company's been in existence. So understand that we'd love for dozens and hundreds of chapters to open. We've realized over the last year that it's not going to be quite that simple or quite that fast, and we're doing it much more slowly and methodical, and we're very interested and vested in you. If you'd like to open up a chapter in your area, please contact us. Also, the benefits of having a chapter is that we're going to hold a lot of regional seminars and skill-based training there. We'll have an honor guard there. We'll have the benevolent services that we offer for officers being injured or killed in the line of duty. It'll be a great place to network. Just a ton of great benefits and advantages of having a chapter in your local area. So, again, if you'd like more information, all that you have to do, really, is just go to our website at privateofficer.com/chapters. Listen to the audio piece that's there and follow the directions. Very simple. Also want to say happy birthday to anyone having a birthday this week and happy anniversary. We don't have the specific names. Really, the last few weeks since we've been back on the air, we've been very busy, and we'll try to get back in the swing of things, hopefully by the first of the year. But, you know, I'm just going to put a blanket wide, happy birthday, happy anniversary, happy promotion, happy, happy everything, happy life. But we really do appreciate each of you and want to recognize your birthdays and promotions and so forth. We want to talk just very briefly about a topic that, you know, I've been seeing a lot of this topic. Every place I look, this topic is out there. In a little different light than what I'm going to shed on it today, but tactical patrol techniques. I've actually seen in recent months, and I guess over the last course of year or so, quite a few security companies calling themselves now tactical patrol or offering tactical response, tactical services. It sounds pretty fancy-smancy. It sounds very professional, and it really sounds like, wow, I'm getting a SWAT team. But I really wonder if this isn't the cause for some of the problems that we're running into with security officers being injured or killed. And before you jump all over me, oh gosh, you're against this, you're against that. No, I'm not. I'm all for officer safety. And that's what this training is all about, officer safety. So in part one today, we're going to talk about the fundamentals of patrol, tactical patrols. And it doesn't really matter if you're patrolling an apartment complex or an office building, a warehouse, a shopping mall. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter if you're armed or unarmed. It doesn't matter if you're a patrol officer, a post security officer. It doesn't matter. It has no bearing on this stage of the training whatsoever. Tactical, the word tactical, when you hear that word, most people, not only here in the U.S., but in many countries, think of the military or law enforcement. Tactical. They've been trained. They've gone through maneuvers, procedural maneuvers and training involving tactical response, military or SWAT type training. You think about the frontline military personnel who have trained for an engagement, a battle engagement, training to move into a particular location and surprise the enemy. Tactical. The word characterizes the skillful tactics, the maneuvering or procedure of tactical movements. It pertains to a plan of action designed as an expedient method toward gaining desired end. Calculated, prudent. Remember those words, calculated, prudent. Tactical, anything. Doesn't matter if it's tactical football plays, tactical military, SWAT, tactical. It's all about having the correct tactical training advantage over your opponent. And tactical patrol is all about being alert, stealth, proactive, prepared, and responsive to not only what you see, but what you don't see. Being ready at all times for all things. Tactical law enforcement and military personnel train, prepare. They're training and preparing for multitudes of situations and events that could possibly happen to them when they respond to an incident, to a shooting, to a takeover, to a standoff, or in the military sense, they're preparing for what they might run into when they take over the village, when they take over the enemy, what might be coming against them. They are preparing for the what ifs. Tactical, all about being prepared. Remember, the word itself says being calculated, being skillful, being prudent. Without calling ourselves a tactical squad, without calling ourselves a tactical security company, we can still be tactical. We can still be prepared, trained. It's all about the mindset of the individual. Preparation. Learning true techniques and responses to all the situations and various types of incidents that you might come up against, that you might have to respond to. Before you get the call, before you arrive, before you encounter the dangers of taking action, before confronting any suspects, you must be prepared, calculated, prudent, trained. And that's where the security industry as a whole falls down. It doesn't matter if you've taken that 24 hours of training that the state says you must take. It doesn't matter if you've taken every possible course available to you online. It doesn't give you complete tactical training and preparation for every situation that you might encounter as a private security, private law enforcement, or public safety officer. And private security nationwide. And I will extend that to worldwide because I'm seeing it in South Africa, in Australia, in the UK, in Canada, where security is everywhere, is running into the same problems as they are in the U.S. of A. They are being asked to do more with less. They are responding to law enforcement type calls and situations and putting themselves on line in great danger without the adequate training, equipment, skills, or experience necessary for the responses that they are having to deal with. But there are certain steps that every individual, regardless of your level of expertise or experience in this industry, can take to be better prepared and better trained. Okay, so your company won't put you through that 150-hour course. Okay, so your state doesn't require that you go through the law enforcement academy. Okay, so the client doesn't care if you have 8 hours or 100 hours of training. We've talked about this over and over again. Okay, I understand. I understand that you don't have the money to put yourself through, you know, a police academy or a community college course. I understand that you're not financially in a situation or position to pay for training. I understand all of that, okay? But there are certain things that we can do to be better trained to approach every situation and incident in a tactical manner. So today, in part one, we're going to talk about the most simplistic, basic level of preparation, tactical patrol techniques, and that is the mindset. Getting yourself in the right mindset before you ever go to work. You're going to have to learn to leave the personal life behind. You're going to have to learn not to worry about that argument, not to worry about what happened 10 minutes ago. You have to leave it behind, and you have to put on the mindset that I'm going to work. Anything could happen anywhere at any given time, so I've got to be ready. I've got to clear my mind. I've got to get in the right frame of mind. That is the first thing you must do. The second thing is you've got to be well prepared. You start by getting yourself in the right mindset. Then, physically and mentally prepared. You must make sure that you're in good physical condition. If you're ill, if you've had a bad night, if you're one of these all-night bender drinker type people and you go to work the next morning thinking you're going to be fine, wrong. I can handle it. I can drink a six-pack. I can do a 12-pack before going in 1 hour before work. No. You won't be able to react. You won't be able to think clearly. You won't be able to respond. You need to be well prepared mentally and physically in the right mindset before you ever step foot on the post or any assignment that you've been given. Make sure that you feel up to the job and that you're up to the challenge. Second, make sure you're well prepared with your equipment. I know that sounds very basic, and it is. Unfortunately, many law enforcement and security officers don't prep their equipment before duty. They throw it in the car, and they get to work, and they go, oh, where's my handcuffs? Oh, yeah, my child was playing with them early in the day. Shoot, he left them on the living room floor. I don't have my handcuffs. Where's my pepper spray? Oh, my pepper spray. Look, my pepper spray expired 2 years ago. That's okay, I'll probably never use it. That'll be the night that you're going to have to use it, that you're going to need it, that you're going to be in a battle. You're going to be struggling to detain, arrest, apprehend. You'll be fighting for your life. You're going to need the pepper spray, but you don't have it or expired because you're not prepared. Number three, knowing your site, your assignment, your location. Not only knowing where it is, although that really helps, 911 can help you. I need the police. What's your address? I'm on Oak Drive. I'm across from that big, you know, building that says J&M Garage. No, I don't know. Where are you? I don't know. You're 911. Know where you are. So knowing your address is a good start. But you should also know your site. If it's the first time on that location, if it's the first time in that assignment, get familiar with it. Go in 15, 20, 30 minutes early. Walk around. Check out where the exits are. Walk around. Check out where the phones, the landlines are. Walk around. Check out where the fire extinguishers are. Understand, you know, what the duties are. Be well prepared so that you can tactfully respond to any situation. You might be in a situation and you really need to know where that exit door is. A suspect may have been fleeing from you, and you need to find out if there's a door close by that he will escape from. You need to know your location, your site, your post to have a tactical advantage on the suspect, on the offender. We can talk about weapons all day long. We can talk about long guns, short guns, handguns, pepper spray, but the very basics of being prepared in a tactical situation, whether you're in the military, law enforcement, it doesn't matter, the very first part of that training is being in the right mindset and being prepared, preparing your equipment, oiling your weapons, making sure they're clean, checking your equipment every time you go on duty. I could spend an hour talking about the times when police officers and security have taken out a vehicle without checking it and broken down 20 minutes later, unable to respond to the calls because they didn't do a simple, basic check of the vehicle or equipment. I know of a situation where an officer got to the job, got out there to find out that his clips for his weapons weren't in the holsters. They were missing. Check your equipment. The very basics of tactical advantage is being well prepared, even to the point of knowing everything there is to know about your location, the layout, who's in the area, are there gangs in your area, is it a high crime area? Do you know that you can go online and check out crime mapping in most major cities? You can check to see if there's been robberies. You can check to see if there's been shootings. You can check to see if there's been any high crime activity. And the addresses, even the address that you're going to be at. You have to be well prepared in advance. Some of the other basic, simplistic, tactical preparations and things that you can do include to be alert. Alertness, focus, and attention are three basics for this type of employment. Whether you're in loss prevention or apartment security or private police patrolling a whole community, alertness, focus, and attention, being alert to your surroundings at all times, using all of your senses, look, smell, hear, feel. Be alert. Focus on the smallest of details, the smallest of signs, the most minute things. Be attentive of, and you will be amazed about what you see, what you hear, when in times past you would have missed it all. Use all of your senses in every patrol that you conduct, internally or externally, in a big area or an office complex. It doesn't matter. Don't be walking around with earbuds in your ear, listening to music, talking on the cell phone, reading, or trying to be a big movie star. I mean, you know who I'm talking about, those guys who, you know, they're all shined up, polished up, they look good, but they just aren't all there when it comes to being prepared mentally. I never could understand any security officer walking around with earbuds in the ear, listening to music on an iPod or talking on a cell phone. How can you hear what's going on around you? Your attention isn't to your patrol. It's to that music or to the person on the other end of that phone. You're not being alert. You're not focusing. Your attention is in the wrong place. Let me tell you something plain and simple. As I have mentioned so many times before, this isn't a game. This is for real. Thugs play for real. They kill for real. If you don't believe me, I wish I could take you to the 97 security officers killed in the line of duty so far this year and have them tell you what they would do differently if only they could. I know there are situations and posts and locations where nothing really ever happened. You get to sit there and read a book and study and listen to the radio and watch TV, and oh my gosh, it's so boring. If only you knew who was watching you. If only you knew what was coming around the corner. Many times, security officers are killed because they're attacked out of the blue without any warning. No one's going to call you up and say, hey, by the way, Joe, I'm going to blast you tonight. I'm coming across your property. I'm going to raise hell. I'm going to burglarize a couple of cars. I got a gun. And guess what? You'll be dead before morning. You're not going to get that kind of warning. And if you aren't in the right mindset, if you're not prepared to respond, if you're not prepared to take action, you might not make it home at the end of your shift. Being tactical, it's all about being calculated, knowing what you're going to do in certain situations, knowing the area, knowing how you'll respond, being expedient, the definition says, being prudent. We talk about being prudent in your actions all the time, having a plan of action. That's what tactical means. It's not about the long guns and having M4s and AR-15s and all that other, you know. I don't know of very many states, in fact, I don't know of any states that allow private security, contract security, to carry M4 or AR-15 rifles. I know that most states will allow shotgun. I know that nuclear sites and some of those other locations will allow certain types of automatic rifles and weapons. But being tactical isn't so much about firepower as it is about a mindset. In phase part two, we're going to talk about how to really gear up and being prepared in the true sense of tactical. We'll talk about tactical response, tactical patrols, techniques. You won't want to miss it. Well, that's all for this week here on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network. We appreciate you being with us. Remember that anytime that you need assistance, just email helpdesk@privateofficer.com. If you're not a member of the association, we really encourage you to quickly join. Tons of benefits and free training available to every member. Until we talk to you again on the radio, be blessed, be safe, and we'll see you right back here on the POI Radio.